Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, April 21st, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Czarnecki. From art to learning about eagles, we have a busy week here with Birdfest in Wrangell. With us today, we have two organizers, Claire Froelich with the National Forest Service and J.R. Meek with Travel Wrangell. They're going to give us the scoop on what to expect for the week. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSGK is 874-2345. Hi, Claire and JR. How are you both today?
Oh, hi. I'm doing great. It's a pretty day and birds are out.
Yeah, same here. It's been a pretty great day. I'm kind of getting ready to go out and just see what birds we can spot for this week.
Yeah.
I already spotted a couple, just like a little American robin outside the visitor center.
I know. I've been seeing those lately. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you have a busy week coming up, but you guys have been busy preparing for this. I'm curious, how will this year's Birdfest be different than last year's?
Oh, man. I was just thinking right off the top of my head, JR reached out to me and we started planning this way in advance. And so we had a lot more time to really go through all of our what ifs and, try some new things out and, get a little bit more time to put a packed schedule together.
Yeah, I would say that was probably just about October of last year when we had just kind of like a sit down, just really started planning things out. I think last year we just had like a little bit of difficulty for planning just because I was new and then there was just like a lot happening with Forest Service that we just didn't have enough time to plan last year. So we had to do like 2 days of Birdfest events. But this year we actually just did planning many months in advance and we got together like a whole week of schedule and even a photography class back in the beginning of April. So we were very happy with how we were able to just coordinate and get everything together.
Yeah. How was photographer was the Wrangell Sentinel's Jonathan Daw. How was that photography class earlier this month?
Yeah, it was a very great and engaging class. We've had about like five participants that did show up, and then they just kept him engaged, just asking a lot of great questions for him and just getting a lot of great insights, just especially with like trying to get photography outdoors, just because that's just like photography is kind of like hard in general, but trying to get photography or photos during birding or trying to capture like wildlife is extremely difficult on its own, and you have to just be very patient and you just have to know just like your fundamental basics in photography to help you get ready for the Stikine River photo contest.
Yeah. So yeah, that photography class kicked off the Stikine River photo contest. Will you say when that ends and have you been getting submissions?
Yeah, so we've had about 5 submissions so far for the photo contest. It began Sunday, April 5th, and it will end Sunday, April 26th at 5 p.m. For anyone who's first time hearing about this, you can just email submissions at info@travelwrangell.com. Just like photos that you're able to take of any of the bird species here in Wrangell Island or in the Stikine River. We're not picky. And we also have like more information available on travelwrangell.com if you want to know more specifically the rules and a bit more entry information.
I'm curious just about this contest. Could people use their phone for photos or is it strictly, cameras?
It's open to like whatever device you want to do to capture photos, iPhone, professional camera. It doesn't matter. I will say it's just, I guess I'll probably say it preface this, no AI generated photos, but I feel like it sometimes has to be said. And you can do like some minor editing, just try not to do too much. You want to make sure that you're capturing the natural photo of the birds.
Yeah, awesome. So why does Birdfest exist here?
Oh man, Birdfest, from my knowledge. Bird Fest is celebrated here in Wrangell because we live in a very unique area of the world where birds from all over the world will come and migrate twice a year. There's the winter one where they're going away because it's cold up here, and then the summer or the spring one, which is happening right now. And my favorite part is looking up in the sky. You'll hear something up. You look up and there's like a line of birds, or they got in the signature V. And I think it's so cool. And there's so many of them out. And I always learn more each Bird Fest, but this I know that it's super special. This specific place, because the flats, are a great place for, and like a great resting place for the birds on their migration as well. And just the environment, they just, in general, Alaska's real nice in the summer and spring. I get it. So the birds are coming, and this is a small place with a lot of birds coming through. So it's super unique, and that's why we celebrate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And how long has Bird Fest been going on in Wrangell?
We've been partnering with the Forest Service has been partnering with the city for like, I think since 2011. I was doing some research on that because I was trying to figure that out. And the earliest schedule I could find was 2011, but there might have been some. I don't know, JR. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. The Bird Fest has just been around before Claire and I went into our positions here in Wrangell, so it's kind of hard to say like exactly when it's beginning. Probably might need to ask around a little bit more, but it has been around for quite a while now, and still excited for this year.
Yeah.
If someone knows when Bird Fest started in Wrangell, please let us know, or correct me if it's not 2011. Please.
Right. And you can call in and say your knowledge too about that. So, okay. It really kicks off tomorrow, which is Wednesday. What are you both excited about for this week?
We've been playing with like the Nolan Center for a while now on getting our key speaker to come up this year. And then we're also going to do, in addition to his presentation on Friday night, do like an open house to the museum and have some like beverages provided to us, and then even Sweet Twice will help come in and help provide some like appetizers. Nice. And then we're just going to have it be like a great little mingle session. We haven't really like done like a mingle before presentation. We just kind of went straight into it, but figured it would just be a nice little relaxing
casual
atmosphere that we're just going to create, and then just lean into the presentation. And just excited to say our key speaker is going to be Dr. Michael Weirda. I did mispronounce his name last time, so I'm trying my best to keep it pronounced as best I could. From Utah State University, he is our pesticide educational safety program director.
Yeah. I think that's his title at the university, but I know him as like the eagle expert. He's done research all over the country on eagles, which is
amazing.
Cool.
And do you know how long he's been researching eagles?
In his presentation, he talks about 40 plus years of monitoring toxicology with bald eagles.
Yeah.
So he's going to have, and he promises that he's going to show a lot of cute baby eagles during his presentation, but he'll go into a little bit about pesticides.
I know, like, I spoke to him about, like, eagle nest care and what to do if you find a nest on your property slash an abandoned nest, or what different practices we can take as people with a high population of eagles around. And then I also know he's done quite a lot of work in his career with citizen science. Mm-hmm. So there's a good way he does to connect to the public and interested people in what he does.
Yeah. Can you just explain what citizen science is for those who aren't aware? what that is.
Please correct me or add to this, but from my understanding, and as I was a citizen science on a couple projects before, it is just citizens or like the public who are interested in helping or supporting a project, specifically both science and usually environmentalism, and that you can volunteer on projects and range from like data entry to like going out in the field and collecting or being fully immersed in. There's all types of projects and honestly cool things happening all over the world that it could be, probably paid citizen science out there too, but primarily volunteers, just people who are passionate and or interested and want to be connected to science.
Yeah, that's FYI, that's how I met you, Claire, is through the Christmas Bird Fest 3 winters ago. Citizen science.
And birds. That's right. Yeah.
Yes. So I'd love to talk a little bit about all the events going on this week. It says on the schedule again, tomorrow is when it begins. And there is a birding student art walk and bird bingo. Mm-hmm. Will you talk about those?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can give a little bit about bird bingo. Oh, you want to go in?
Oh, you can go first,
Claire. Okay, perfect. Thank you, JR. So the student bird walk, I have been dropping off and working with the Evergreen Elementary School on a couple bird crafts and bird art. And I'm going to be displaying it at the Nolan Center starting tomorrow. Probably definitely in the afternoon tomorrow, I'll start displaying it. It'll be up for display and people to walk around by Thursday, and throughout the rest of the week, we'll have it up. And then if you have an invite to the Evergreen Art Show, you might see some of that art there as well. But it's just some bird-themed art from the kids. And then the Bird Bingo at Parks and Rec is a event that we're reintroducing. This was actually created during COVID, I believe, from Corey Delabru, who works at the Forest Service. And it is a bird-themed outdoor game where you kind of like scavenger hunt and bingo. And if you stop by Parks and Rec, Devin or Lucy or anyone who's working there will hand you a bird bingo sheet, and you can follow along. And if you complete the bingo, I dropped off a bunch of really cool fun prizes that are either spring and summer related and or bird related, but all fun things that I was like, oh, I want some of these, but I gave them to the bird bingo. But there's a bunch of fun prizes, which also reminds me, name that tweet. I also dropped off a bunch of all-aged and gendered fun prizes. That one was extremely difficult not to want to partake in that one either, but it's here.
Yeah, they're here at KSTK. So far, we've had two winners, one yesterday, one today. And I did see I peeked in the bags, and they do look wonderful, the prizes. Very tempting to not take home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have to restrain ourselves.
I know. I'm like, I know the tweets, I guess.
So, okay. Oh, wait. So for Bird Bingo, that ends on Sunday?
It'll just be for 3 days. Okay. So it starts Wednesday, and then they'll end on Friday.
Okay. Okay, great. Awesome. And then, so you take your bingo card back to Parks and Rec, and then
yes,
if you have a bingo.
They got prizes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't let them tell you they don't.
So Thursday, there's a birding walking tour hosted by Jonas Crabtree's Wrangell Tours. And that's the Birding Festival edition. Has this happened in previous years, this walking tour?
This will be the first full-on, like, walking tour into, like, historic downtown and Petroglyph Beach during Birdfest. Typically, we have Bird Walk with Bonnie Demirjian. That usually happens on, like, Saturday morning. That's kind of like a walk through Muskeg Meadows. But this time, pretty much the Explorer walking tour, Jonas is going to start from the Nolan Center. And he's just going to take people, kind of like to connect with the historic downtown of Wrangell. Yeah. And then go all the way into the Petroglyph Beach Historic State Park. And then there will be lots of opportunities for photography, lots of opportunities for just do some general birding. But it's also just to really get in depth with like the history of Wrangell and to just see how Wrangell has evolved through the years. And this
small group.
Yeah, and then this will be Jonas's first walking tour. So people are going to be able to experience what his walking tours are going to be like before the summer season starts. So, and like all of our events, it's going to be free. But this one will be first come, first serve. So if you are interested, I would just recommend getting there pretty early. And
set your alarms.
Yeah, set your alarms. It is a maximum of 10 people per tour just because...
Yeah.
There just kind of has to be like a little bit of limit. Don't want to take 50 people out because then it will just get...
More personalized tour, for sure.
Yeah, so it's just more personalized, just more better that way. And at the end of the tour, you might even get maybe a specialized Wrangell postcard and sticker.
Ooh!
And I guess on the final note, there he'll be doing 3 tours throughout the day. 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and then 2 p.m. And these all kind of last about 2 hours.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And Thursday, I just looked up the weather. It's going to be really nice.
Yeah. So if you want to get out, just walk through downtown, even Petroglyph Beach, join Jonas. He'd love to just walk you through, give you some history, and then just a nice day to go walk.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do that. So everybody who wants to go on that, they meet at the Nolan Center.
Yeah, so it will start and end at the Nolan Center lobby.
Awesome. Cool. And, yeah, just learning about the history of where everyone will be walking through, that is so fascinating and exciting. Okay, so it looks like Friday and Saturday are the busiest days. Will you discuss both of those days with us?
Yeah. So on Friday morning, we start off with bird banding at the Evergreen Elementary School with our wonderful wildlife technician, Gwen Ballas, who is going to be doing bird banding with the students. And that's actually going to be, I'm reading off the schedule. That's where I got a little confused. We're going to have that is going to be public. That's going to be the public one, and that's not the Evergreen. That's going to be at City Park. So on the schedule, it says bird banding with Evergreen Elementary School with Gwen. That will be at bird banding at City Park on Friday morning.
What time?
At...
I don't think it's listed on Friday.
No. Well, 9.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, at City Park.
Yes, with Gwen. And then the Evergreen Elementary School bird banding will happen in the afternoon. We wanted to make sure we could get all the kiddos in. So, yeah, that was the one change, is that just instead of the public bird banding being on Saturday morning, we're going to do it on Friday morning. And then following that on Friday, following the bird banding at 10, there is the Bird Fest story time, which is also in celebration of Earth Day. Woo woo! And that is with me and the Forest Service. Oh gosh, at the Forest Service. Nope, I can't think. Join me, a Forest Service ranger, for a story time at the library, and we'll also have a craft I've been working on, which I'm super excited about.
Can you share what the craft is?
Yeah, we're going to make felt birds, but I have like been laser cutting, so precise cuts of all these little birds, and like, but they're all pieces, so you have to, you're gonna make colorful bird out of felt, but it's gonna be super fun. And I also have like fringe and stuff, so all of them are gonna be super fashionable birds, which we can also display if you would like.
Yeah,
or you can take home.
That's really, really exciting.
And it's going to be mess-free. I'm going to let the library know that right now. Mess-free craft and story time.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, story time at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
at the library. What book? Do you know what book?
I have two books pulled aside now. One is about sparrows. And a girl named Sparrow. And then the other one is about why, forgot this name of the book, but it's about why we love birds, why they're important, and why water is good for birds and clean water is good for birds. So kind of good environment.
Yeah.
But both, I did pre-read both of them and I love them. They're new books to me. So very excited. I know I was speaking to Sarah at the library, and she said that she pulled some too. So I'm excited. It should be some good stories and fun craft.
Very exciting. And so then there's a break on Friday, and then at 5 p.m., I believe, is the museum open house and mingle, like what you said earlier, JR.
Mm-hmm.
So that's from 5 to 6.
Yeah, so it's... We're just going to keep it kind of like a casual atmosphere, just open up the museum at 5. I'm pretty sure our interpretive educator is also going to make an appearance and just give people some like interpretive education with the museum.
Cool.
And we'll have that. We're going to We're going to have like a complimentary beverages available. And then have some appetizers provided by Sweet Tide. So special thanks to them. And let's see, anything else? Yeah, I guess for the museum is also going to be free admission, so don't worry about having to pay. Just make sure that you don't bring your beverage into the museum. Just make sure you keep it in the lobby.
Yeah.
But we're just going to make
drink
sure to
up.
Open
just
up.
Kidding. Just kidding. Right, just kidding.
No worries. I mean, it is a mean goal, so you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then 5:30, we're going to have doors open for the speaker presentation. And then probably about 5:50, 6 p.m., we're going to shuffle people to the Civic Center. And then we're going to have our key speaker presentation, 40-plus years of environmental toxicology with bald eagles by Dr. Michael Weirda.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. And then, so that's Friday. And then Saturday, what does that look like?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
You want to kick it off on Saturday
for
us?
So kicking off on Saturday morning, bright and early at 7 a.m., we have Bird Walk with Bonnie Demergian. I'm sorry, Bonnie, if I mispronounce your last name. But, yeah, it's going to be a two-hour walk through Muskeg Meadows Golf Course. And then Bonnie's going to help lead the walk all throughout the golf course for just some birding, help identify bird species, so just make sure that you grab your binoculars and get ready to spot some birds. Or if you're getting ready for a photo contest, maybe you want to grab a camera and snap some pictures.
That's a great opportunity for getting nice.
Yeah,
two birds, one stone, you could say.
There you go.
Oh, man. And then after the bird walk, we have the community market at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. At the Nolan Center, where vendors will offer their handmade crafts, food, and more. And during that, we will have Crittercraft happening down at the Nolan Center as well, where you can build your own birdhouse. Stop by and make your very own birdhouse during the community market, and remember to bring your own hammer. I will also have some hammers provided, but not baby ones, which are super cute. So if you have a kid-sized hammer, please bring it.
And there will also be Muskeg Meadows Golf Course on Saturday and Sunday. There will be Birdfest Golf Tournament.
Ooh.
And also just like a Big thanks to sponsorship by Angerman Inks and Stikine River Gifts for sponsoring the golf tournament. And they have also sponsored the Clearcraft Birdhouse building.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah, so special thanks to them for helping put this together for the Birding Festival. And speaking of the golf tournament, it is going to be for a two-day event, nine-hole best ball. Just make sure that you register before 9:30 a.m. each day. Registration fee is $30 per person, and it starts at 10 a.m. Make sure you get in contact with Mustang Mills Golf Course if you just want some more information.
Oh, yeah. The golf course is looking very nice these days.
Yes. Yeah, so they just had a community cleanup.
Yeah. Yeah, and it looks like this weekend, I'm checking the weather again. It's going to be beautiful. So, yeah, starting, well, tomorrow's no rain, but yeah, Saturday, Sunday, sun. High of the 50s.
We love that.
Yes. Yeah,
great opportunity just to be outdoors and enjoy Bird Fest.
Take some pictures of some birds. We got some great prizes for if you win you want to go elaborate on the prizes a little bit?
Yeah, so I gotten some local Wrangle gifts that I put together just to have a giveaway for photo contest prizes. I just got that today, so if you win, we have, I got like about 8 items to give away to a special winner, and the judges are going to be from like the Convention and Visitors Bureau, so we're going to have kind of like a poll to see which photo is pretty much everyone's favorite, and then we'll announce the winner Friday, May 2nd.
Okay, great. And so the how that's set up, you don't know who was the photographer for each photo, until afterwards?
Yeah, so they actually did submit their names for the entry contest. It's just kind of like how it is that they submit like their name, what kind of bird it is if they do know, and then just kind of like a location of where it is and just making sure that it was taken this year.
Yeah.
We had like submissions in the past where it was just kind of like taken prior years. And
it's like their best photo.
Yeah, it was their best photo, but we want to make sure that people are going out, enjoying nature, but then also trying to get the birds this year and
celebrate Bird
Fest. Yeah, just celebrate Bird Fest.
Yeah, great. And then the last thing on the schedule is a free movie at 1 p.m. on Sunday, which is Migration. Will you give us a brief explanation of this movie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that Migration, we played it, I believe, last year.
I think it was 2024.
Well, I know that it was a huge hit, and I also just love the movie, and so Jeannie offered to play it again at the Nolan Center, and we were like, heck yeah, we love that, and it fits in with our theme, so.
And it's just a wonderful little kids movie, and they'll have concessions available for the movie showing. So that we can grab a snack, enjoy free moving. That will just be the closing end of our Bird Fest.
Wrap it up nicely.
Awesome. Yeah. Very exciting. Is there anything else either of you want to add to this?
I guess just special thanks to all of our organizers, our sponsors, and volunteers that are just helping put together Bird Fest. I don't think Claire and I could have done this without any of you. So we really appreciate you taking the time to just dedicate to Bird Fest, whether that's putting on an event, helping sponsor, or just putting in some time to help us organize.
Yeah.
So
sharing the word like KSDK does so beautifully and amazingly, getting the word out about our beautiful, amazing festival and full of a week full of activities that we worked pretty hard on. So we're happy that you invited us to talk about it and share the fun schedule. There was a lot of partners and hard work and, people to thank. But now it's time to celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited for this week for Bird Fest. So that's going to do it for today's show with J.R. Meek, with Travel Wrangle and Claire Froelich. with the National Forest Service. And for me, this is my 92nd episode. I thank you guys for being the 92nd interviewees. Yes. And after 2.5 years behind this mic, today is my last time hosting Talk on the Rock. And I want to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in and for coming back week after week and for making this show worth doing it. You're the reason 92 episodes happened. As for what comes next, there's a lot of motion with KSDK, and I don't want to get ahead of anything. But whatever shape this show takes forward, I hope you'll stick around for it.